engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. All men were by nature foolish, who were in ignorance of God, and who from the good things seen did not succeed in knowing Him who is, and from studying the works did not discern the artisan. But either fire, or wind, or the swift air, or the circuit of the stars, or the mighty water, or the luminaries of heaven, the governors of the world, they considered gods. Now if out of joy in their beauty they thought them gods, let them know how far more excellent is the Lord than these. For the original source of beauty fashioned them. Or if they were struck by their might and energy, let them from these things realize how much more powerful is the one who made them. For from the greatness and beauty of created things, their original author by analogy is seen. But yet, for these the blame is less, for they indeed have gone astray, perhaps, though they seek God and wish to find Him. For they search busily among His works, but are distracted by what they see, because the things seen are fair. But again, not even these are pardonable, for if they so far succeeded in knowledge that they could speculate about the world, how did they not more quickly find its Lord? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to His disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to Him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Among the various roles of the clergy is what is made clear in this first reading, that seeing the things of creation, we must be led to acknowledge the Creator, not only His existence, but His characteristics, because the things He made reflect those characteristics: wisdom, intelligence, order, beauty, strength and might, birth, regeneration, the persistence of life. The creation reflects the Creator. And we are to be a mouthpiece for that. We are to be ministers of God, lending the echo to his voice that he put first of all in creation. And then, of course, on top of that, in the act of redemption, where he takes some of his creatures, those who share human life, and invites us to become his own children, sharing the divine nature. This is what a priest does. This is why a priest is called father, because he generates life. Choosing the priesthood is not to choose to cut off love or to cut off life. No, very much the opposite. It is a call to be the father of a real family, a spiritual family, acknowledging the Creator, sharing the Father's life. The Father gives life. The priestly Father gives life by sowing the seed of the Word of God, preaching the truth, so that it can take root and give life within the hearts and minds and souls of those who hear. And he dispenses that life of God by means of the sacraments, starting with baptism, culminating, of course, in the Eucharist, including the raising of the dead in the sacrament of penance, when those dead in sin come to seek new life. It is the priest who is able to give that to them. Notice that the priesthood is not something by which people receive this life of God because of the merits of the priest himself. It doesn't work that way. Even if the priest is the worst of sinners, if he has the intention to do what the church does and does it correctly, Jesus shows up. Jesus shows up despite the weakness and even infidelity of his priests. The Lord has set up the church in such a way that we who are priests participate in his action of bringing the word and grace of salvation. And that's a gift for the people, for the building up of the body of Christ. It's not a gift for the priest, and it doesn't necessarily make the priest holy. We become holy if we do become holy in the same way that you do, and for the same reasons, that we're united to God, that we're obedient to his will, that we're faithful to him, that we grow in virtue. It's not the gift of the priesthood itself that makes us holy. The gift of the priesthood is a gift given for the body, for the building up of the church, for the proclamation of the word, for the administration of the sacraments. Doesn't add to our personal holiness. We all are in the same boat. We must listen and obey, follow and heed the word of Christ Jesus, and be in union with him. Brothers and sisters, the priesthood of Christ is something that all who are baptized share in. Now, if you are baptized but you are not an ordained priest, you share in the priesthood of Christ, not to a lesser degree or to a greater degree, but in a different manner than those who are ordained, who share in the priesthood of Christ, not in a lesser or greater degree, but in a different kind of way. We share, of course, in the ordained priesthood, being able to offer the sacrifice of the Mass. This is the main thing a priest does, is to offer sacrifice to God. But you offer sacrifice too. The priesthood of the baptized, offering, as St. Paul says, a living sacrifice of our bodies to God and of our souls, of our activities, of everything that we do. We do that here in the Mass. You notice that's why in preparing the altar, the prayer of the Mass says, "Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father." We're both making a sacrifice in a different way, two different kinds of priesthood, but all the priesthood of Christ, and all joining in the sacrifice of Christ. Christ offers himself to the Father, and that's the infinite sacrifice. He only has to do it once. But we now, through the Mass, enter into that sacrifice, and we bring everything with us. We bring our relationships. We bring our talents. We bring our activities, joys, sorrows. We bring it all. Let's all rejoice in the gift of the priesthood. And let's pray for all priests. I appreciate your prayers for me. But brothers and sisters, we've got to learn in the church today how to encourage vocations. And I always say the best way to encourage more people to become priests is to treat well the ones we have already. And there's a lot of mistreatment of priests going on from all different directions. We've got to treat better the priests we have if we want to encourage more to join and follow this special vocation. So pray for that. Pray for the bishops that they may be true fathers to their priests. I have certainly experienced the opposite of that. They have to be fathers. They have to be encouragers. And that is something important for the whole church to pray for and to give witness to. Let us thank God for the gift of the priesthood, and let us follow faithfully the gospel that is preached. Let us receive gratefully the life of the sacraments that are administered. And let us look forward to the day when we, his priests and people together, will see him face to face. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.